Blog Talk Radio.
That's our call-in number.
please call in with your prayer requests tonight. If you can't call us, if you're in a different country, you can email us. And our email address is gypsyradio@yahoo.com. And you can call us there or email us there, and we'll get back to you with your questions or answers. Amen? Well, tonight,
amen.
Again, let's just go, Pastor Michael from, I believe it's Tracy, California? Yes?
From Manteca.
Manteca, California. Is going to be sharing a word with us tonight. As soon as he comes in, we will call him up to the mic tonight. So invite some friends, family members to listen to the program tonight. If you want to listen to us over your computer, on your home computer, you can by going to Blog Talk Radio, typing in Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio. That's on blogtalkradio.com. Go to Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio, and you can hear us live in through your home. And we're on every Friday night, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. You know, I'd like to give a praise report. Brother Gus, we prayed a couple of weeks ago for young lady, baby Juliana from here in Ohio, and she had a collapsed lungs. She's doing fine. Praise God. She's home. I want to thank God for answering her. I want to thank all the listeners out there, friends and prayers. We have got some praise reports, you know, for some of the prayers that we've had in the beginning of the program when we first started back about 3 or 4 weeks ago back. So we give God the glory, for it's nothing that we do, it's what God does. Amen?
And
just to share with the listeners today, if you have a prayer, God's still in control. He still answers prayers. He's still doing miracles. He's still setting people free, healing them, and he's alive and doing well. So he's call in tonight. Let us pray together. Let's pray with you. Well, let's pray for you. Call in tonight to the number 889-717-889-7893. 917-889-7893 is our call-in number. God bless you tonight. And if you're listening by telephone tonight and you need a prayer, all you have to do is just hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll call you up to the mic. And that's all you have to do if you're calling, listening by telephone tonight. Amen. So God bless everyone.
Can I give the listeners a word real quick, Brother John?
Sure.
As you know, that we're talking about the Apostle Peter and his conversion tonight. What we talked about last week was the man Peter, an ordinary man, and how God did extraordinary things through him. Now we're going to see how God uses him. Now that's to illustrate God doing things in our life, not just Peter or Paul or any of the apostles like John, but also us. Any man or woman, young or old, you know, if God can use Brother John, me, he can use anybody, you know, because we're just ordinary people, just like this apostle, just like Peter, right, Brother John? So you've got plenty of time to grab your Bibles, get comfortable, get into the Word. We're going to talk about how tonight Pastor Michael is a pastor. He's been a pastor for, I don't know, I want to say 6 years or so now. Very, very good pastor, very good teacher, preacher, and he's my brother-in-law. We're also very good friends. He's going to be sharing tonight.
He's with us right now.
Is he on? Good.
Yeah, I'm going to call him up to the mic here.
Okay. And what he's going to be go ahead, Brother John, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, and what he's going to be sharing on, and we asked him to come up, and God bless him, he said, yes, I would like to share. So you're going to get a pastor's perspective about the Apostle Peter, and we're going to just let him speak however the Holy Spirit leads him to speak tonight. But Font on me soul. Lend your Bibles and just get ready to write stuff down. If you're taking notes, now's the time. Get your pencils and get comfortable and get ready to receive a word from the Lord. That's what we want to do too. We want to be blessed by Pastor Michael as well. That's why we call pastors, because pastors are ordained by God ministers to preach the word of God. Brother John, I'm going to turn it back over to you. And whenever you want, call Pastor Michael up.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to call Pastor Michael. God bless you. You're live on the air. How are you tonight?
I'm good. God bless you guys. Churches, it's a size from Enma, guys.
Yes, we can hear you clear.
All right. It's a privilege and an honor, my data, to have to mention on the radio program. I nicely divest and I vam yakajam it. That we can share a word about the Deveski to mensa with the congregation, the Manush Tashvinen. So, churches, I want to say God bless you, is my data. Peter the Apostle, Sikavelamingo Bible, and I believe it's John 20 or 21, how Jesus begins to restore him. And, Janab, that you guys, that's been the topic, Pinyamang August a few days ago, that's the topic. But I want to share something to Mensah that might sound a little bit off the topic, but it's really not. Well, Peter, the reason why Tribulas list a restoration is because he failed and upon the Dele Christos the night before Motudia that or that night actually Pinka Motudia, maybe all of these other disciples are gonna leave you, but Pinka me, Lord, I'll never go. Oh Jesus,
right.
Motudia Pinka Peter, tonight you'll deny me three times. And that's the reason he needed to be restored. As he went through a lot, even though Motudel Lingo Jesus starts to be stopped by Marta, he wasn't at the tomb or the choir waiting for him to walk out of the tomb. Instead, they all went their own ways. I tried the day because it starts to be stopped by Marta. And,
right.
So, I mean, they had all of these issues to Manusas, Saramende, Manusam. And this is why Jesus needed to restore them. But there's a verse that really stood out to me that I want to share to Mensah, guys. And I won't take long, I promise.
That's right. If you need help with scripture or verses, Pastor, just let me know. I can go through them for you if you need them.
God bless you, guys. That would be a lot easier for me if you can. Do you have a New Living Translation?
I got the ESV, the English Study Version.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go to... the scriptures are going to be John 16:33. We're going to go there in a minute, and afterwards Acts 28. So there's a word that I want to share to Mensah. It's not really a biblical word, but it's called prevention. You guys ever heard that word? Prevention, I guess. So Simotas, I could ask teaching. That's about Peter, where he failed, all of that, how he got restored, and that would be good. That's a good teaching. But something stood out to me. What if Peter just would have prevented all this from happening? Before he got in trouble, it would have just spared all of this issue. Now, yeah, Minga, guys, we get ourselves in trouble. We fail. We disobey God. God is molding us. He's shaping us. He's conforming us. We're learning. We're growing. But along the way on the journey, just out of Peter, we fail sometimes. Some of us, maybe not as dramatic, but we fail, we mess up. But what about if we could have just got took the encouragement, took the word of prevention, and this is why I want to share to Mensah, John 16:33. And what's going on, guys, before we get to the verse, maybe I'll just share a minute. The discuss about this verse. Sikalamenge, what about the Deveski? The disciples, Kakalamanus, including Peter, Pidele Christosa, 3.5 years, Samutas, the Kresa Ushadale Mulen Pai Marta, Sasadale Naswalen, Pidiapo Pai, I mean, revivals, thousands of people trying to get to him, to touch him, walking on water. So, I mean, they started getting used to this major ministry. I mean, they started getting used to, as well, if we're hungry, Jesus will make miracle food. No big deal, we forgot bread. Well, it's okay, he'll just do a miracle, he'll feed us. There's a storm, Satyamanas. Well, it's okay, Jesus will just calm the storm. So they got sort of used to all of this, as Gus said. That's a pretty awesome way to live, right there, the Christosa. But Jesus now starts to prepare them for his departure, sort of. I'm telling you that City Jacques to Jerusalem, City to Sul, City Mudarenle, City to Sopemarta. So he's kind of presenting to them that there's going to be a change now because City Jacques popped in Ohio. But Mutolinga, City Tadav Domingo, Duchule de Vesco, I'll send you my Holy Spirit. So, sort of like, guys, sort of like the, if we're leaving town. And, guys, I might be going a little fast. If there's questions or comments, guys, feel free to interrupt. But sort of, guys, like if we're going out of town and we start preparing the kids, Lakino Dar, the Dildumagudo, Napotereno Dar, Gajosatevel, all of that, preparing the family because we're leaving, Sotekaren. So Jesus is sort of doing this now in John 16. So finally, when he gets to verse 33, now, if you put myself in Peter's shoes for a minute, the disciples, they're used to all of this stuff, and now there's going to be a change. Jesus is going to go back to heaven, Motolinga. So could you imagine that must have been a little troubling, Linga, guys? A big change to the will. Could you imagine that, Gus, John? So they must have been kind of troubled. Kind of concerned, guys. Because all of this time, Fidele Christosa, they're turning the world upside down, and now Jesus is leaving. So they were a little troubled about it. So finally, Jesus, Motolinga, this word. Can you read that, Gus, please?
John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Amen. So, Motolinga, that these things I'm ministering to, these things that I'm saying, doing this, Pingus, so you'll have a perfect peace in me, which is the opposite of being troubled. Motolinga, your peace in me, which is a different teaching, but Haridas, that true peace from God is going to be found in Jesus Christ and Him only. And the key is in Christ. Peace in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. And then, Motolinga, in this world, you'll have tribulation, Motoliakote. Different translation, Motol troubles, which is the simple definition. So Jesus, Motolinga, in this world, you will have trouble. Shumatol, maybe you might. If you're lucky, you won't. But
you will.
He's made it very clear. I say, on this side of heaven, Katralunya, you will have trouble. And that is the truth, guys, because we do go through troubles. And that's my encouragement. Peter, he was about to face some troubled situations. But Jesus gives the answer. What happens, Pinka, when you go through troubles? Amotulia, Pinka, take heart. Or in other words, Pinka, it's okay. Cheer up. Take heart. Ameputivar, guys, we lose heart in our little troubles and situations. But Jesus will tell Pinka, take heart. There's John Pinka, take heart. Be of good cheer, Pinka. It's okay, but here's why. Amotulia, just cheer up, hold on. Nikorjo, it's going to be okay. Maybe Samutav will approve. I don't know, but he gives the answer why to take heart. Take heart, Pinka. There's troubles, yes, but Pinka, take heart. Because I've overcome the world, Pinka, and I've given you the victory. Amplified Bible, Mutol, I've overcome the
world.
I've conquered the troubles, and I've given you the victory. So, in other words, the troubles, guys, the things that we go through, they've already been conquered at Calvary.
Amen.
See, the things
Amen.
Peter was
Good
going
word.
To go through, the things the apostles were going to go through, the things the people went through, the things that we're going through, it's already been conquered. So Jesus most likely, you're going to have troubles, but Pink, I already conquered them. I conquered them at Calvary, so take heart.
Amen.
I've overcome the world, so Pink, just take heart. Now, I got to be honest, guys. I read this verse at one of the most troubling times in my life, about 8 years ago. To just, I mean, I was going through a lot of issues, a lot of troubles. Naswali most any family, I mean major stuff. And I read this verse, and I'm told, Pinga, in the world you have troubles, but I'm okay, it's understandable. Then Pinga, but take heart. I've overcome the world, right? Okay, so I have to be honest. And I have to pray, Pinam Deva, I believe what your word is saying. And I want to take heart. I want to cheer up. I know that you said, oh, you overcome the world. But Pinam, the truth is, I'm still going through this. And I still feel the pain. So cheer it up. How does it help me? Because you've conquered the world at Calvary. You conquered the troubles. But Pinam, not sure. How is this helping me? Halelin, guys. So I was
you're just being
confused.
Honest with God in your prayer.
Hey, just was being totally honest, Gus. And I'm, okay, I want to take this scripture. I want to apply it to my life. But devil, I need to know. To cheer it up, I'm still going through this. So the Lord gave me the answer, guys. And this is what I want to share to men. So a couple of verses will give us the answer. I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation, Gus. Because it just gives us an easy... Matola Bible, kind of a long story, but I'll set it up in a minute. Matola Bible of Paul the Apostle, he's on his way to Rome. Eventually, he gets into a shipwreck. They start swimming, war, Salimanus, Popampuri, and they get to an island. Chijaneno Island, Chijaneno Temes, one Chijanenen, but shipwreck, Namaikai Jan, they're on an island now. It's cold. There's a lot of stuff going on. If I'm not mistaken, it's raining. But there's a lot going on. So the people of the island welcomed them. Okay, these guys got in a shipwreck. We're going to take them in. We're going to help them. So it's their island. So they know their island. They know their stuff on their island. So I'm told that Acts 28, verse 2, I'm told the people of the island were very kind to us. It was cold and rainy. So they built a fire on the shore to welcome us. And then Motol, verse 3, has Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was lying them on the fire. A poisonous snake driven out by the fire bit him on the hand. Verse 4, the people of the land saw it hanging from his hand and said to each other, a murderer, no doubt, though he escaped to sea, justice will not permit him to live. Verse 5, but Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was unharmed. So back to my question, Pramdila, chill it out. I'm going through all of this. I feel this. I want to take this verse. I want to make it mine. But then the Lord showed me something, guys. Even though this snake bit him, even though he might have felt the pain, the sting, the nadalas will stop, the snake was deprived of its power to harm him. And then, guys, so... Even though as we live in this world and we go through this stuff and we might feel the bite, the world might come up and take a bite. We might feel the sting of the issue, the problem that we're going through. God bless, guys. Guys, I just got with a few of the guys, so there shouldn't be any more background noise, but I just wanted to let you know we're with some of the guys from the church now. So.
Good. Take your time. You got time, Pastor Michael. Take your time.
God bless you guys. So even though, guys, here I may have said of Paul, but even though we feel these situations that we go through, we can feel the sting. It suffers. It hurts. But just the same way Godosap, it was deprived of its power to harm him. I'm a total Bible. Poisonous snake. Ile Manuspo Island. I Google that address. I texted to you. Even though Zhanglegudia stopped Beningo Island, I'm a total Bible warned in the Mirevo Paul. They're waiting for him to just die now because they know what those snakes are capable of doing.
Right.
But it was deprived of its power to harm. So why is it, as we go through stuff, guys, Pikachalumya, but whatever troubles we go through, it's already been deprived of its power. And it cannot have an effect on our salvation. It cannot have an effect for planet de Vesco and de Maritraura. It cannot, guys. And I know that might be a tough pill to swallow the way I'm presenting that. Because sometimes we feel these things do have the power. They do affect us. The truth is, guys, they don't have the power to affect us. They don't. We become weak, if we give in, and we fail, and we get discouraged. But the truth is, none of these things, they don't have the power, guys, to harm us spiritually, because they've already been conquered at Calvary. And if Peter would have realized that, it would have spared him from all of this situation, because Jesus already gave him a warning, already gave him a heads up. So yeah, Minga, guys, wanted to share that word of encouragement to Mensariat, that yes, we do go through issues.
Word.
This is, hey, God bless you, Gus. And this is something we shared, I mean, in the Congaree not too long ago. So we do go through stuff, but all of this stuff has already been conquered at Calvary. Jesus has overcome it. I'm going to tell the Bible, he's given us the victory. So, Mari Prala, Mari Pia, Kashunen, Kagodisan, Kagodisan, Giame O Cristo, victory. Sai Piras and Gudo, victory. So, now is the Devesca and the Dominica, Shunen, I pray, O Blasimosa Devesco, the Domene, Pesalvan, in Jesus' name, God bless you, Scottery, Congregano, Manteca, California.
God bless you, Pastor Michael. Before you go, we would like to pray with you, and we'd like to let the listeners know who they've been listening to. Listeners, we got listeners, Pastor Michael, from all over Ianitema. This is Pastor Michael on the Manteca, a pastor, teacher, preacher, and knows the Bible very well. And we talk all the time, me and him, about the Word. This is Pastor Michael. And God bless you for that encouragement, because a lot of people go through things and they don't know what the remedy is. And Jesus is the remedy. So God bless
Amen.
You for bringing that up. We thank you, Father, for giving us the time to come in and to worship you as we prayed earlier in one accord. We ask
thank
you that
Lord.
You would just glorify and bring a bigger congregation to Michael's church and bring him a choir,
Amen.
Father, and just continue
Father.
To use him, Father, and continue
Thank
to bless
Father.
His family and all that you're doing and all the men that are there that are listening to his house. May your blessings and your peace and your prosperity be upon them.
Thank
and
you,
let
Father.
Manteca grow and let
Thank
the
you,
church be a light in that area. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We thank you, Pastor Michael, for
thank
coming
you,
on. God bless you, and you're welcome.
God bless
back
you, guys.
Home, you know that.
God bless
yes,
you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Pastor Michael. Good work.
God
Good
bless
work.
You.
Good
praise the Lord, John. Just want to ask, guys, is there any anything you guys, was there any questions maybe that anyone asked or anything like that? Or?
No, I think
no,
it was
not
okay.
clear. I think it was
okay.
clear.
Yeah,
go ahead, John.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I wasn't sure if anyone was maybe asking questions during the teaching. I don't know if it's that type of program or not. So I didn't want to leave if there were any questions. So
yeah, there's no questions
no.
at this moment. But
okay.
I just want to share something, Pastor, real quick with
yes.
you before we go.
Yeah.
You know, I was just reading before I went on the air about Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32, where Jesus said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift
yeah.
you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thou faith shall not fail not. And when thou hast converted straight thy brother, he said, go straighten your brother. You know, Jesus prayed on behalf of our inner Peter. Jesus intercedes for us, and see, Satan wanted to kill Peter at that very moment, but Jesus pleaded on his behalf, and Jesus stood up for
Amen.
Peter, even in this time of weakness. Sometimes, Pastor, we go through these problems, but see, God is still on the throne. He's still on the plan.
Amen.
And he watches over us. Amen.
Amen.
Word.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hey, the Lord is
Thank
hey,
you, Pastor,
hey,
for
the
coming
Lord
on.
Is watching over us. Amen. God bless you guys. It's a privilege.
You too, Pastor. Thank you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Tuning.
God bless you.
Amen.
So,
Praise
listeners,
God.
You've been listening to Pastor Michael from Manteca, very blessed pastor. Keep him in prayer that the Lord would continue to grow his congregation and use him in a mighty way. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. Good word. You know what Brother Gustav says? Good word.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure
what he was going to be sharing on, but it was, you know what? It was very good. And it was very simple. It wasn't complicated at all. And I enjoyed it.
Amen. Amen. Myself also. So, Brother Gus, if you're ready, we could go into the Word on Peter's conversion. It has a lot to do with us. I wanted to share with the listeners tonight. This is part 3 of Peter's conversion. And just to give you a little bit of rundown of the last couple of weeks, we talked about the character of Peter and how Peter, of course, we know he denied Christ 3 times. That he had a lot of pride, yet he was an ordinary man. He was a fisherman. He was a fisherman who was successful, but yet he had no problem with following Jesus. Immediately, when his brother Andrew introduced him to Jesus, he followed Jesus. But yet he had a lot of questions for Jesus. He thought he knew what was going on. He was very sincere in his heart, but a lot of times he was sincerely wrong. And that's how we can be sometimes. We can be very sincere, but be sincerely wrong. And so, as we see, Peter was a lot like us today. So I just wanted to give the listeners a little bit of a rundown of what we talked about in the last couple of weeks. And
yeah.
Gus, God bless you.
God bless you. If you guys remember, last week we were talking about Peter denying Christ 3 times. And he said, Lord, even if the other ones leave you, I will never leave you. And then Jesus turned and looked at him and said, Peter, you will deny me this very night 3 times. And he denied him. And then when Jesus approached him, I mean, he was a fisherman, he said, I will make you fishers of men. And then he realized he was the Lord. He said, Lord, go away from me. I'm a sinful man. And then Peter, when Brother John just a minute ago was saying that the devil has looked to sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you. Because he was doing all these things as just a natural man. But we're going to see this natural man prophesying now. And speaking in tongues and praising God in Acts chapter 2 from verse 14 on to the end of the chapter, which is about 40 or 50 verses. It's one big prophecy. I mean, it's probably maybe a 15-minute prophecy because it goes for about 43 verses. And there's no way that we could get into all of that, but we'll give you guys some bits and pieces to see his conversion from a sinful man, from a man that was proud, you know, he was the man that grabbed the knife or the sword and cut off the high priest's ear, to a man that now is living for Christ and proclaiming Christ and preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified, as Paul said. So in Acts chapter 2 is it's the day of Pentecost. Pentecost means 50. It's 50 days after the Passover. And they're all together, and there's about 120 of them in the upper room, and the 12 are the apostles. And the Holy Spirit just falls upon them like tongues of fire. Okay? Now, we can't really imagine what that might have looked at. Because the Bible says like or as, not meaning that it was, you know, fire, but Jesus always comes as consuming fire. Why? Because we're sinners, and fire consumes the sin, and what it does is it purifies it. You remember Jesus or God coming to Moses in the burning bush? Do you remember when he pulled the Israelites out and they followed? The Israelites followed God in the wilderness, and it was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. So So you see fire and God all the time, and what it symbolizes is the Holy Spirit and purification, and that's what's happening at Pentecost, because they were all in one accord. And if you go to Acts chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let it be known to you and to give ear to my words, for these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day,'" it was about 12 o'clock, but this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." That's Jew, Gentile, all flesh, meaning everyone, okay? "And your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will see dreams, even on my male servants and female servants." So what he's saying there is everyone will encounter the Holy Spirit, not just Gentiles, not just Jews, and not just free, but also slave. That's why he says, "on my male servants and my female servants." Back then, a woman really wasn't permitted to go into a synagogue or to have any part of the Old Testament scriptures. But Jesus is allowing, by the Holy Spirit, everyone to partake. Everyone. So as he's proclaiming and listening, there's a large gathering. This is in the middle of the day. I mean, the Holy Spirit fell upon him, and when the Holy Spirit falls upon you, you are no more denying Christ, but you are proclaiming Christ. You go from darkness to light, and that's exactly our focus tonight, going from darkness to light, Peter's conversion. And we see that with all the apostles. In their own way, they have a conversion. Paul fell off the horse, or Saul, whatever you want to call him. Paul, Saul is the same man. John was converted. Every one of these apostles had to have been converted. Now, we don't have every one of their stories. We have Peter's, we have Paul's, we have John's. But there's many more that followed Christ that were obviously converted. And you have a story as well. You that are listening out there have a story. I have a story how I was converted. John has a story how he was converted. Because if we are now following Christ, at one time we were in the dark, or we were in the darkness, and our eyes were not open. Nas putede amara yaka, or odelo suunto duho putede amara yaka, decide because of Cristo mulo palamende. But what's more than that, the Bible says, ustilo, akanasu juvindo, I will besel pasal leskodara no kayo. And it says that he intercedes for us day and night. So God is still working. He is not on the cross. Salvation wasn't just 2,000 years ago. Salvation is still going on today. The blood of Jesus is holy blood. And that's what Peter is telling these people today. This man that you guys put to death, but was all the will of God, was Lord and Savior, the Son of God. And death could not hold him, and he did not seek corruption like Moses did, like King David did. Del escodad ustadales andales anohio. So in that, we have hope. What hope would we have in a Savior that died and stood dead? No hope at all. There is no hope in that. We have a hope in a living Savior, Jubindo Trail. And let me tell you something even further. Let's take it a step further. He lives in your heart. Man, woman, whoever's listening out there, child, let your heart be stirred tonight. Invite the Holy Spirit. He lives. He wants to live inside you. If you're a Christian listening tonight, he's inside you. And that's what's going on with Peter. There's a lot going on. So when you read this, you know, it's like fire. You can't read it and just, oh my goodness, you can't believe what's going on. These things could, today, the Holy Spirit could fall upon you. You could prophesy. You can go out and you could preach God's word and let, you know, the song, Let the Fire Fall. Brother John, go ahead. I'm going to let you interject a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit about it. There's a lot going on right now.
Amen. Amen. You know, Brother Gus, good work. You know, Peter, when he was Simon, Jesus asked him a question in Matthew 16. He asked him, Simon, Peter, who do you say that I am? And he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon, for Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed that to you.
Hallelujah.
You know, Peter was not completely converted at that time, but he recognized Jesus' position.
I agree. I agree. Totally agree with that. Yeah.
He didn't actually get the grip of it until the verses you just shared with us in Acts chapter 2.
Right,
on the day of Pentecost, when they received the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit is living in Peter at the time. And and the Holy Spirit gives him this revelation of who Jesus really is. And as you shared, Brother Gus, he lives in us today. That's what we need to grip. When we say, well, the Holy Spirit dwells in me, when we say Holy Spirit, that is Jesus. That is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. Those three are one, the Bible tells us. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are one. And so the living God lives in us. And we still walk around because of the battle with the flesh, doing things that is not pleasing to God. Doing things, worrying, fear takes over. And the Bible tells us, it says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we need to really grasp who lives in us, the living God who created the whole universe, Brother Gus. And see, as we look at Peter, Jesus is telling him, in Mark that he must suffer. In Mark chapter 8, he says that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and be killed. 3 days later, rise again. And Peter, what did he do? He began to rebuke him. Then Jesus rebuked Peter. He's telling Peter, you're wrong. Don't rebuke this, because I have to go through this. And in order for him to fulfill the promise of the Father. And see, pride set in at that time with Peter. Because just think, for Peter, in Peter's mind at the time, he had an image of Christ who was to come and return Israel to big prominence, Brother Gus. And the kingdom would be established, and Israel would be powerful again and not under Roman rule. And he didn't quite understand why the Christ came and then you see how humble he is. And he says, this Christ who you crucified, as you shared the scriptures, who you crucified, who suffered, and, you know, shed his blood, and then he was witnessing. And what happened that day, as we talked last week, Brother Augustine? Over 3,000 souls were saved that day.
Yeah.
So that's what we are to be, bold like Peter became on the day of Pentecost, to to witness to them and not be so thin-skinned as a lot of us have become. The minute somebody shoots us down as we're witnessing, we seem to shrivel and keep our mouth shut. But we're to speak boldly about Christ and what He's done for us, and the witness, so that we can be soul winners for Jesus' sake. Amen.
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 Down
to verse 29, Peter still talking. Now, we started in Acts chapter 2, verses 14, but I told you there's too much to go through it all, so we're going to skip down to 29, and Peter's still speaking, and look what he's saying, continuing, verse 29. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence, okay, that's the key word here, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David. Now, see, they hold David and Moses in high esteem, okay, which is rightfully so. But Jesus has to be at the forefront of that, okay, that both, brothers, I say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us today. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on the throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, that he was not orphaned, abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. So Peter is just talking very shortly right after Jesus' death. And these are people, some of them there that probably was witnessing firsthand the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the scribes, the elders, the high priests, chief priests, Sadducees, Pharisees, whatever. This Jesus raised up, God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of the Father, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, and then, you know, it goes into more prophesying. So they're prophetic verses that he's talking about, that David foresaw about the Messiah. So what Peter's saying, I could say with confidence, and I know for sure that David died, and you guys all know that his tomb is here today. But Jesus died and is raised. So we have confidence and we have hope. For what person, let me ask, can have hope in something that is not there, or something that you can't hold on to, or something that you can't grab? That's false hope. Our hope is in Christ, the Bible says. He's our anchor. The veil was torn from top to bottom. No more that they had to go to a priest and offer their sacrifices for their sins. Jesus sacrifice once for all mankind forever. That's why there's no more killing of the lambs. There's no more sacrificing of the bulls and goats. None of that. Because his blood was shed. And I told you guys last week that that's holy blood. That's blood that has the power to forgive sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's what Peter's saying. So what Peter is now proclaiming to them, even though you've had a hand in this, you can repent and turn to God, because the man that you try to kill is your Savior. He can save you. And that's what we're preaching tonight. We're preaching that God can save anyone. God can save whoever he wants, whoever reaches out, whoever confesses. Same thing what Peter was preaching. But back then, Peter's actually talking to the people that had a hand in putting Christ to the cross, even though it was all the will of God. He's even giving them a chance to repent. Because later on in the next chapter, Peter says, repent and turn to God that times of refreshing may come. Do you guys need a time of refreshing? Because I know I do. There's a lot of people out there that need this refreshing that the Holy Spirit offers. When the Holy Spirit comes, it's this fire that will just clean all of the sin and all of the dirt and all of the troubles and past things that you have in your life, the self-condemnation, the bad habits, the drugs, the alcohol, the whatever it may be. And times of refreshing will come, but only from confessing Christ and let the Holy Spirit come. That's it. Verse 42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. So now they're committed Christians. This is a thriving Christian, a follower of God. They're having communion, they're praying, they're in one accord. Verse 43, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together, and all had things in common, and were selling their possessions. Now look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit now. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need. And day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes. You see where church starts? It starts at home. Read verse 46 of Acts chapter 2. And day by day, see, it's daily, not once on Sundays. It's not Thursday nights. And there's nothing wrong with Thursday night Bible studies, Monday night, Sunday church, but daily, because we sin daily and we fall daily. So therefore, daily we need God's grace and his mercy. And day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. Verse 47, and we're going to close here. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Now, in the book of Acts, and Brother John knows this book a lot better than me. Matter of fact, I'm new to the New Testament. I study more the Old Testament. When you go through the book of Acts, or if you've already read it, you're going to agree with me that as the chapter's in and it goes into a new chapter, it says that there was more added to the church daily. There was more added to the church daily. And 5,000 were added that day. And 3,000 were added that day. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. It gives you more than what you can hold in order so it could overflow onto your family, onto your neighborhood, onto your church, onto your friends, your family. That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's why David says, my cup, you're a cup or a vessel, and the Holy Spirit wants to pour into you. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit wants to come out of you. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't just want to stay in one place. The Holy Spirit moves. In the beginning in Genesis, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the earth. Let the Holy Spirit move you. So God bless you. That was, you know, Peter's conversion. I hope you were blessed. And if you guys have any questions, I believe we still have time to call in or share. Brother John?
Amen. Good word. Good word. You know, Brother Gus, as we conclude the message here, that we see through the scriptures a change in Peter. As we read the Bible, we see that he was changed. We see remorse from Peter. Also King David in Psalms 51, he acknowledged his sins and pleaded to God for forgiveness. And we have to offer up to God our broken spirit and a contrite heart, as the Bible says. And we should be able to go back and see the change in us when that took place. Sometimes it takes others longer, you know. Some may take a little bit longer to change. And sometimes one person, it comes against the change. But we need to have the same results, whether it be verifiable, verifiable. You know, a lot of times people have been Christians for many, many years, but you can't identify that. It's not visible. You don't hear it. And it comes from a lot of us. You know, I was speaking for myself also. I'm not pointing fingers at no one. I was pointing at myself first. We need to change and let that change become visible to others, and that they can see that we are the Christ in us today. And in a good word, and I'm going to ask the listeners out there, if you're listening by telephone tonight, if you have a question, a comment, or if you need a prayer tonight, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad on your telephone. We'll call you up to the mic and take your prayer or question or comment tonight. And if you're listening by Facebook or by Blog Talk Radio, by the Internet tonight, call in 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. God bless you today. I believe we do have a call, and it's area code 602. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Yeah, hello.
God bless you. You're live. Hello. God bless you.
Yeah. John D., it's me, Tuna.
Hey, Tuna. God bless you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, John D. God bless you. God bless the brother that was sharing, the pastor earlier, and all the listeners. Thank you. John D, it's been a long time since Pal Talk.
yes.
So now we have this other technology. Huh?
And you still have 50 seconds left. No, I'm joking.
All right, well, let me hurry up before my time runs out. But it's not like I never heard it before. But anyway, all glory goes to God. I just... this I keep being a good word, touches, and all glory goes to God for the word. And I have a few prayer requests for Sharon Kayashunin, Mogoboro, Mogojamutusko Pal, 36 years old. He just had surgery yesterday, Haibari Bukyaki surgery, all surgery serious, not that it ain't. Arakle cancer. And then it's good lymph nodes, so she did his kiko. And they had to took out, it was a major surgery. So I just want you to keep in this on the Hogimos for a speedy and a quick recovery. And Gado cancer, it traveled from one area to another. And then Mogojamutro, if you don't quit smoking, vosailio cancer. And Oshagok, I could tell surgery at a key, Pindelisco, Dopero, because I was there. Guy, O surgery, I could jaw at a key, Botejala Papalika, it's a good deal, it's a good thing. This whole surgery was just a waste. And I want to pray that Baribukika, it's a good day. People are holding their lives literally in between their fingers with Galatsugore. I thank God that's an addiction that I never had. And I just want to pray for my Jamutro, for my Woro, for my sons, for everybody out there that is fighting one addiction or another. An addiction is addiction. And the Bible does not say that we should pollute the temple, which is Dirkink and Mutava Malustato, or Gajanman or Del. So I pray for addiction, that God will deliver and set us free from all the things and the desires. And I shinado, Amingo. I pray for a healing for my granddaughter, Miley. John D., you see her on the Instagram, my little twin. She's going for a surgery on the 13th. She's having her tonsils removed. And then my daughter, her mother, a couple weeks after that, she's having her thyroids, a Godot tonsils removed. And for adult, it's a little more severe and complicated case than for a child. So I just want to pray for Salen Aswale, Keso, Kote, healing, feeling the for everybody that's going through the pastor at the Kawagisa, Kayanino Swatu Livesco, Kay Kungari, Dino Delazor, Hudina Haipacha, Livleski, and for you, thank God, John Dean, for this line. It's been a while. And things have just changed dramatically since Pal Talk. So many things, but the main thing is y'all want to let this go forward. Not only on Yamare Traoré, but in everybody else's too. And everybody that's going through something, I just pray for God's peace, provision, and deliverance and breakthroughs. Amen.
Amen. When the Sabashawaro that had surgery.
Ricky.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we're going to lift up Ricky right now. We're going to lift up his prayers. Amarodo, Amarodad, Awasati, Aratawa, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we know that you're the healer, Amarodo. We ask Amarodo, Ricky Aratawa, for a complete
hallelujah,
healing,
Father
God. We ask that you touch this cancer, that you touch him right now, that you set him free and deliver him, from this sickness, Amarodo, in the name of Jesus, And tonight, Father God, set those free, that need to be free, from smoking, from nicotine, Amarodo, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God.
Yes,
put
Lord.
Your peace upon
yes,
them, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up, Miley, in the name of Jesus, that this surgery, for her tonsils, goes completely according to your
yes,
plan, that she will be recovered in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Amarodo. And also, for Tuna's daughter, that's going to pull her tonsils up on the belt. That you touch Barbara right now, that you heal her by the power of the Holy
we
Spirit.
We believe it, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
For Tuna's sons up on the belt, bless them, guide them, lead them, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. For Tuna up on the belt, provide every need for her, give her peace, joy, a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Bless this family, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you,
Kale. Yes.
God bless you for coming on. Good to hear your voice. And
thank you, Tuna, for calling in.
Thank you.
Let
God bless you, too. Thank you for allowing me. Yes, amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. God bless somebody. Hey, Tuna, church has always been a blessing to all the people, former people. I'll talk. God bless you tonight. That know us out there. If you anybody else, if you have a prayer request, just hit one on your keypad. We'll call you up to the mic. If you have a question or comment, we'll try to answer it for you tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. If you're listening by the internet, we still have time. Call in tonight. 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. Is our call-in number tonight. Amen. You know, Brother Gus.
Brother John, go
yes.
ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I
no,
just wanted
you,
to
you
say
know,
that it's so true for us, the way these people had their change from darkness to light. And I want the listeners to know that we can experience all of these good things that were happening back in the book of Acts with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They're still happening. They're still active. It's a Holy Spirit thing. It's not just a feeling. It's not just, I want to have a good day today. It's living by the Spirit. It's being guided and filled with the Spirit, right? You know, that's
right.
The only to live your Christian life day by day, breaking bread. What does that mean? It means, you know, the breaking of bread represents Jesus' body. You know, so that's what we need to do. We need to remember Jesus' body that was broken on the cross, his blood that was shed, and he's alive, and he's in you, and he wants you to welcome him. In Revelation 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." That door is your heart. If you're listening out there and you've not received Jesus, or you're not a believer, or you don't have Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, and you want to, and you want to experience these things that Paul experienced, that Peter experienced, that John the Revelator that wrote Revelation experienced and seen all these great things, well, let me tell you, Jesus is just yearning and pulling at your heartstrings, and he wants to speak to you. You know, he wants to write a new chapter in your life. He doesn't want to remember where you came from, and that's not important, because Brother John said it last week, he uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And we're ordinary people. There's nothing great about us. But there is something special because the Holy Spirit lives in us. We're blessed people. All the blessings of God and all the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 can be in your life, and they could be active in your life today. God wants to use you. You could be a great tool for the kingdom to advance God's word. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, I'll just let somebody else do it, and I'll just go to church, and I'm not into all of that. If you're listening tonight, the Holy Spirit is calling you, and he wants to use you. And we don't like to close the teaching or the preaching or whatever you want to call it without giving the sinner's prayer or the faith prayer, because it's very important that Jesus says he doesn't like that anybody be lost, but that all would be saved. Because, you know, the greatest verse in the Bible, for God so loved the world, you know, not just certain parts of the world, not just America or Europe or Asia, the world, that includes you, wherever you are. Because what the papale my fugo. I peno o del o dusmano avel te choro te mudaro te atavel. O Cristo avilo te della me traio chacho jumindo te traiz lesa andurayo. If you're feeling that the Holy Spirit is calling you, we're going to give the sinner's prayer now. And it's a simple prayer. Devla yeti sadmanga mesum bezachalo kredem bezach aymangal mevo trayo mangavo duho de devlesko te traila nemande. I turn away, Father, from all that I've done, and I confess that I'm a sinner, and I want you to be Lord and Savior of my life. That's a simple prayer. And if you prayed that prayer, we welcome you to the family of God. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. And if there's somebody out there that you are a Christian, but you're just not serving the Lord anymore, you're in a backslidden state, you're back doing the things you used to do before you were saved, you're being worldly out there tonight, you can come back to the Lord tonight. He's a forgiving God.
Amen.
You can get it right by saying this simple prayer. Father God, forgive me. I'm sorry that I disobeyed you. I ask you one more time, Father God, to come back into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Regenerate me, Father God. Give me strength to live for you tonight. Father God, I thank you for saving my soul. I turn it over to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer and meant it tonight, welcome back to the family of God. God bless you tonight. And I'd just like to let the listeners know, we're on every Friday night, 11 p.m. on the East Coast, 10 o'clock Central, and on the West Coast, 8 p.m. on Friday nights. Let some friends know, family members. Again, if you can't, if you're listening by the Internet in a different country, you can't call in, you could write to us by email at gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. That's gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. until next Friday night, 11 o'clock, good night. God bless you. Enjoy the weekend, and we will see you next Friday night. God bless you, and good night.